Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. President Donald Trump. You remember this? He previously said he would pardon Rose. Trump met with Rob Manfred in April. We need Trump to be taking credit for this. The move makes Rose and Shoeless Joe eligible for Baseball Hall of Fame as early as 2028. And answering my question, Manfred was clear that his decision didn't have any bearing on how Hall of Fame voters should vote. I want to emphasize that it is not part of my authority or responsibility to express any view concerning Mr. Rose's considerations by or possible election to the Hall of Fame. So that's that. Pete Rose, he's still dead. Now, no longer ineligible. Yeah, I don't know how to feel about that. Aram says, Pete Rose was nice to me when he was hitting golf balls in front of me at the driving range. Did you ask him, like, annoying questions from out of the blue? I picture Pete Rose thinking to himself, who is this guy? And hearing, why is the sky blue? Pete looks over his shoulder. There's Aram looking at him with beady eyes. Have you ever had beef stew? Without talking, he turned and gave me a golf ball with a black rose on it and went to the first tee. Donut Dan says they should bring the urn to the game. Nakua Matata says, no, it's shitty. Chris says, Pete Rose induction ceremonies brought to you by DraftKings. Nakua Matata says, Mark McGwire, Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, Jose Canseco. You're probably referencing that those guys are not in the Hall of Fame. They were from the steroid era. And I can't tell if you're suggesting that they should be in the Hall of Fame or they should not be in the Hall of Fame. Now, those are apples and oranges scenarios. So, I don't know where you stand, but if anybody asks me, well, okay, now that Pete Rose is getting in, you got to let these guys in. No, you don't. No, you don't. Those four cheated to hit home runs repeatedly. They would not have been as good of ball players had they not cheated. Nakua says those are his supporters so that they all can get in. Cole says steroid era when baseball was good. Yeah, I don't know. Stevie, referencing something from years ago back on the old radio show, said who on the show called him Barry Bond? Yeah, that was Hot Wings. Referred to him as Barry Bond. And we beat him up about it, and it was great. Nakua says Bonds was an MVP before steroids. Yeah, but he's being punished for cheating. That's what's happening there. It doesn't matter if he was good or bad before steroids. Bob says, I'm all for the steroid era. Still got to be able to hit the ball. All right, we shall see. I'm not for sure that they will get into the Hall of Fame. It is also, I kind of keeping in the same vein as like a turning of the tide for Pete Rose's legacy. The same time that story has been developing, this story has been developing as of last night. It's very possible that the Menendez brothers will be out of prison soon. These two killed their mom and dad, and they've been in prison. This is the nutshell version. In California, they killed their mom and dad, and then they got caught. They've been in prison for 35 years. However, better than new evidence, they got a Netflix documentary or whatever documentary. About them. And nowadays, that is all you need. With the exception of Stephen Avery and Brendan Dassey, the best get-out-of-jail-free card is a Netflix documentary. If they did a Netflix documentary about Adolf Hitler, most Americans would think that Adolf Hitler was a saint. I don't know what it is, but whenever there is a Netflix documentary about somebody, people are like, you know, we gotta re-examine this case, goddammit. These guys might have gotten railroaded. There might have been shit we didn't pay attention to. Holy fuck, I'm so glad I watched that Netflix documentary because I have really changed my opinion about Charles Manson. And I tell you what, the wait is going to end up being great because these two are going to get their lives back and in a big way upon leaving prison when that happens. I'll get to the details of the story in a second, but it doesn't matter. Just all you need to know is that they're going to get resentenced. When they do get out of jail, people are going to want to talk to them. So, you know, there's going to be a bidding war as to who gets the interview. So that's going to be a big infusion of cash. Then who knows what happens? The sky's the limit. Talk show, podcast, clothing line, recording career, NFL quarterbacks. So much pussy, you won't be able to believe it. These guys are going to be having so much makeup sex, making up for lost time. I'm not even kidding you. Case in point. Look at this babe. I don't know who the fuck she is, if she is somebody. It says Natasha Blazik or Blazik. Here she is holding up a resentence sign. You know, it might as well say resentence so that I can have sex with these two. And she's obviously a total babe. That's just the start of the pussy patrol that will be going after the Menendez brothers. Nakua Matata says Brendan Dassey might be the dumbest person alive. Okay. Now, you, first of all, I don't know if you can say that about a person who has a cognitive disability. I mean, yes, that's true. But, I mean, did you take a look at the relatives of Brendan Dassey? There's probably a long history of inbreeding that goes on in the Avery family. These are horrible, hard-living line souls. Patrick says those guys are psycho. David says they should stay in jail forever. Now, I don't know a bit about this case. I mean, I remember when they murdered their parents and they went to prison. But all you need to do is when that Netflix documentary shows up, is you have a lot of people that exist in the world that are really easy to manipulate. These soft-headed people. Like, for example, radio voice Linda. All she has to do is see a documentary and she immediately is going to side with the Menendez brothers. I mean, that's why that soft-headed ninny is saying that Karen Reed is innocent. Everybody knows that Karen Reed is a cop killer. Okay? So, but she's a perfect example of that slice of America that is willing to go the extra mile to be a murder lover. That's how she established the name Murder Lover Linda. Alan says local hag Linda. Precisely. My God. Patrick says Netflix does a great job of manipulating idiots. Agreed. I've gone the other way now. Like when I watch a Netflix documentary about someone who is in prison and Netflix does a show showing that making a case for that person, I now believe more than ever that they did it. Like they could even, like, let's say they did a documentary on somebody that's in prison for shooting up a school. And they actually have the guy who actually did it, who has a confession, and he actually has video of himself shooting up the school. I still don't believe it. Even with that overwhelming a final hour plot twist moment, I'm convinced more and more that that guy should rot in jail. Jeremy says, I understand killing your abuser. What I don't understand is why they had to also kill the person the abuser was watching TV with. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I think you mean the mom and dad. So I don't know what dad did to abuse the kids. Again, I haven't seen the doc. I just remember two rich kids killed mom and dad and then took all their money. And they spent all mom and dad's money. Alan says, I just drove past the Avery compound last week. Definitely hard living line and inbreeding going on in that area. Nakua Matata says, so do I, easy. Alan suggests Linda was probably one of the chicks writing to Ted Bundy trying to have sex with him. It was sexual and physical abuse by the father, according to Stevie. And according to the documentary. I mean, who knows what's right and wrong, right? Don't forget about Linda. She has a picture that I've showed on this show that I don't have it accessible right now. Of her out in front of Nicole Brown Simpson's home. Now this picture, it was a picture she took. She had a friend take it. She went there just to see the crime scene after the murder happened. Now what you don't see in the picture, because you see the house, Nicole's house, and the address numbers on the house on Bundy. What you don't see is the police tape and the crime scene investigation crews and the blood on the sidewalk. Now, they're all there, but she showed up, ripped down the crime tape, and said, I need this picture. You stay there. I'm getting a picture. And so, you know, all these people, a very active crime scene. Linda's got Nicole's blood and Ron's blood on her goddamn shoes, and there she's. She got a big smile on her fucking face. I can only guess what happened next. I'm guessing she ran to the local photo mat, had it develop, and then jilled off right in her hotel room to that picture. That's the type of woman this person is. That's why we call her murder lover Linda. Now, she's not saying anything right now, but I know she's active in the chat. She's hearing all this because she told me, she said, Easy, if I ever don't comment on something about me, that means it's true. So there you go. Piano Finger Banger says, I thought that the mom knew about Menendez's dad sexually abusing the kids. Stevie says she saw this. She wrote, not only the mom, but other members of the family said they knew something was going on. Mom knew a lot more. Okay. So now Eric and Lyle then kill mom and dad, spend all the money, get caught, easy conviction. It's over. You know, look, if you have sex with your kids, there is a chance that your kids might murder you. Not all kids enjoy sex with their parents. So that can be tricky business. If you decide, if dad decides to have sex with his boys, there's a chance that they might not like that. And if that happens, you have to understand that they may, something bad could happen to you. They could call the police. They could turn you in. They could kill you. And that's what happened there. And then if mom is involved, they might kill her too. Now, does that mean that it's okay to kill dad and mom? No. Okay. If my dad, you know, when my dad would have sex with me, I never once thought that I wanted to kill him because I knew that I would go to prison. That's murder. These are not the same offenses. All right. In the United States, you know, not a lot of people talk about it, but I mean, you're going to walk the streets again after having sex with some children. You are not going to walk the streets again after you murder somebody unless there's a Netflix documentary about you. Patrick writes, quote, sex with your kids can be tricky business. Eric Zane. A lot of bad can happen if you have sex with your kids. Now, I don't know the good things that can happen. I have not had sex with my kids. But seriously, you never know. I mean, that's kind of like a wild card thing. Nakua says something that I hear a lot. I'm so glad I was able to be here today. I learned so much. The boring stuff about this story is now beginning. Los Angeles County Superior Court Judge Michael Jessic reduced their sentences from life in prison without parole to 50 years to life, making them immediately eligible for parole. The state parole board must decide whether to release them. So after 35 years, they'll walk in. They'll be in front of the board, just like Red from Shawshank. And you know, going to have a conversation. They're going to have two stamps. One that says reject, or what's the other word they use on the stamps? Released? I don't know. One's a red stamp, one's a green stamp. The judges had gotten a lot of pushback from prosecutors opposed to resentencing, arguing, quote, just because some hag named Linda watched a Netflix documentary to represent all the stupid Americans who think that these scumbags should be set free doesn't mean that they should. They also said that the brothers had not adequately taken responsibility for their crimes. Yada, yada. This was a fast decision that was made, according to this. Boring, boring. Talks about when they were convicted. Not interested. Let the games begin. Former district attorney and family supported the resentencing. So I guess the guy that put him away said, wait a minute here. He's probably watched the Netflix documentary. The lesson here is, if you're going to have sex with your kids, make sure that they like it. I mean, make sure that, you know, they give you the green light to have sex with them. Because if they give you the red light, I mean, no means no. If your kids want to have sex, if you want to have sex with your parents and your parents want to have sex with you, I mean, now we have a consensual relationship going on. But it, like I said, having sex with your children is tricky business. There could ultimately be something terrible that happens, like in this case. No did not mean no for Mr. Menendez. David says, what about sex with the camp counselor? I know what you're referring to. You're referring to my molestation. And I did not have sex with the camp counselor. I was just fondled. And it was not a big deal. I didn't even get a rod. I don't even call it molesting. Hell, I didn't think it was molesting at all when I busted that out on the radio. And everybody looked at me like I was a psychopath. They're like, what are you doing? I go, what do you mean, what am I doing? Why are you looking at me like that? They didn't know if I was serious. I go, I am serious, goddammit. Yeah, you were molested. It has been a while since I went ahead and checked out the clip grabs that you have the capability to do. I know Jeremy is all over this. I think there was one I missed the other day. This one is the most recent from just moments ago. Thank you, Jeremy. The lesson here is, if you're going to have sex with your kids, make sure that they... Ah, it clipped it. The lesson here is, if you're going to have sex with your kids, make sure that they... Yeah, boo. How about this one? This is from the other day. So for all you people, women, who do not want children, I think you are scum of the earth. You got to give yourself more room on these. EZ tells us... Oh, what the fuck? What just happened? This one is about the Pope. You get some of those priests from countries like Senegal and Somalia with a huge BBC and get them in the chambers with J.D. Vance. He was uncontrollably raped. And ultimately, the Secret Service filled those priests full of lead. That area where the meeting took place, they're probably still scrubbing the walls with Service Master in there to clean up all the bloodshed and brain matter. J.D. Vance barely got out of there with his fucking life. And now the fucking Pope's dead. And all those people, all those priests with hard-ons, they're all dead. Okay, that was from a while ago. Yeah, I don't know why the platform cuts your last second. Thank you, though. You meant well. You wrote, no! God damn it! The new clip interface is terrible.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS-certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
Nakua Matata says we need Kenny back to make the clips. So, yeah, I'm not going to ignore that. What had ultimately happened there was I had said I waved the white flag and I said, okay, I've had enough. The chat cannot afford this anymore. My mental health cannot afford this anymore. I am not interested in any type of pursuing this any further. Thank you, but goodbye. That's what happened. And it was like that. And I that was painful. But it needed to happen. And I am going to remain firm and strong in that decision. And that's all I have to say about that. It was too much. And I don't want to have a discussion, nor do I want to receive an email. Because typically, if I bring this up at any time, it's then followed up with numerous long emails. And I am requesting no more correspondence. I've said this multiple times, and I keep getting emailed. So hopefully that will stop. And yeah, that's about it. So, and I mean, I think it would be fair to probably not the best idea to reference that anymore. It's just, I don't want any more. I'm just done. I'm still done. I'm still very, very upset about all of that. All right. Yeah, Jeremy, there you go. Thank you, though. I appreciate the effort. Nakua says, typically, that would be some molesting, EZ. Yeah, I know. Tyler says, now that some time has passed, the fights were funny at first, but got old. Well, I didn't mind. I don't want to expand on it because then he's not here to defend himself. So I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm just glad that the direction of the chat has gone in the direction that it is in now. It seemed like it was just a little too much. Sorry. Anyway. Bruce there, totally on his back. Holy cow. That's hysterical. Look, his little dog pecker. Pardon me, I got to get a picture of this for my kids. They think it's hilarious when he does this. Now we have Amanda for beat-ups. I don't know if we have any. Yeah, beat-ups come and go. I mean, you take a look at, like, what happened to Linda today. I know that when I beat up Linda, I'm not going to get motherfucked. Ultimately, it's all cool. And I know that when people in this chat go at each other, no one is getting motherfucked. All right. Thank you to Mike Ball for sending along a spectacular piece of video. Bizarre towing incident leads to chaos on Houston Freeway. So I guess the guy's towing something, and then what he's towing starts fucking swinging all over. Let's check it out. This is definitely something you have to see. The link will be available in the show notes of the podcast.
Oh, don't do that!
Okay, you got one vehicle that's towing. So you got like an SUV and a tow rope attached to the back of a car, so the car is facing the opposite way. And it's swinging like a flag in the wind.
What the hell? She's still pulling it up. Stop! Boom!
And what you're hearing and seeing is two, three cars back, somebody recording, and you hear the drive. Somebody's in that car screaming. I don't know why the guy doesn't stop. He just keeps going. He's not going fast. But they've now established this pendulum effect of the car. My God! Why would they do this? I don't understand why they keep going. You don't hear it.
What are you doing?
The car's tires are screeching. This is no way to tow a car. Wow, Jesus Christ. In Wyoming, they do this to gay people.
Who the hell is that?
Some of you might get that joke. Nakua said, and by the way, someone was in that car. I didn't know that either. Jeremy says, Eric, that's awful. I know it is, but that's true. That's what they do. That's happened. Ridiculous. Thank you, Mike Ball, for sending that along. All right. Next up. Okay. Chris sent along some fun things that I want to share with you. I love this stuff. This is when you take Trump talking about whatever, it hits differently when a child does an impression of Trump and they put that audio over Trump's voice. So you're seeing Trump have a meeting or stand at a podium, but the voice you're hearing is of a little kid dubbed in doing an impression of Trump. It's pretty great.
But what if anything? What if Obama...
Trump's rants make more sense when you give him a third grader's voice, is what it says.
But what if anything? What if a bomb drops on your head right now? But they're okay. What if they broke it? I don't know. They broke it with Biden because Biden, they didn't respect him. They didn't respect Obama. They respect me. But let me tell you, Putin went through a hell of a lot with me. He went through a phony witch hunt where they used him and Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. You ever hear of that deal? That was a phony Hunter Biden, Joe Biden scam. Hillary Clinton, Shifty Adam Schiff. It was a Democrat scam. And he had to go through that. And he did go through it. We didn't end up in a war. And he went through it. He was accused of all that stuff. He had nothing to do with it. It came out of Hunter Biden's bathroom. It came out of Hunter Biden's bedroom. It was disgusting. But what if they...
All right, that's hysterical. If I'm Trump, I'm like, I laugh at that. I think that's great. We have never had a richer target environment for hilarity and interesting topics than we do right now. We are in the golden age. I remember when Obama was in president. I remember having I remember having conversations off of the air about, hey, how come we never hear anything about what's going on? How come we never actually see or hear anything happening? Is anything happening? Is there any work being done? What's happening now in the world that is taking place that would be an interesting story, you know? And I don't know, was there nothing being done or was nothing interesting happening? Because right now, both of those things are happening. You know, there's plenty to talk about. There's plenty of interesting stories, good and bad, which really is all I care about. Piano Finger Banger says Trump is incapable of laughing at himself. We don't know that. We do not know that. This says, this is a side effect of eating healthy. Be careful. I don't know what this is about. I'm watching it sight unseen. Thank you, Chris. It should be interesting. It says roommate started eating healthy and became possessed by RFK Jr.
That's actually a lot of high first dose corn syrup. You shouldn't be putting that in your body, especially because I used to do heroin with the Heinz.
All right, I can't do it. I'm sorry. I don't like it when he speaks, let alone someone trying to do an impression of him. That's not, no. This is a theory that is going down about NBA basketball. Because the Dallas Mavericks, they only had a 1% chance to win the NBA lottery For those of you who don't know, they take the shittiest teams in the league and they have a lottery. Like balls are spinning around in a thing and they reach in, they grab one. And how shitty you are, you have more balls. So if you're the super shitty team, you got the most balls in the thing. I think that's how they do it. It's something similar, if not. Anyway, if you're only kind of shitty, you got less chance of getting the number one pick. Dallas was shitty, but not that shitty. And they ended up getting drafted, or they winning the lottery, and they got the number one pick, despite only having a 1%, 1.5% chance of winning it. So this guy writes, and I don't even know who he is. But according to what I'm seeing, more and more people are suggesting this. Quote, ratings were down, so the NBA gave Luka Doncic to the Lakers. He played for Dallas, the team that I told you just won the NBA lottery. There was a trade made. He went to the Lakers, and everybody was scratching their head about the trade. Why would you do that? He's the best player on the on Dallas, whatever. So the NBA gave Luka to the Lakers and then gave the number one pick in the NBA draft to Dallas as compensation. Disgusting corruption, and you can't even argue it. The odds are too low of all of this lining up the way it has. Completely rigged. I don't think that's true at all. I like that this guy says you can't even argue it. Well, yeah, you can. The team might have just wanted to trade the fucking guy. For whatever reason. Who gives a shit? You're suggesting that all these moving parts and no one's talking about this? Like a whistleblower? That's stupid. You know how many people would have to be in on that scenario for that to be a thing? So they make the trade, and then they fucking got lucky and drew the ping pong ball. Who gives a shit? That's the way it is. I always look at this example. If I have a secret, and I tell one person, odds are that secret is going to get out. There was a lady named Monica Lewinsky who blew Bill Clinton. So, and then he blasted all over her dress. You remember that blue dress? So she walks out of the Oval Office and she's like, oh my God, I'm covered in jizz. Goes home, tells one person, Linda Tripp, the late Linda Tripp. One person. That was the beginning of the end of that. The other day, I had a discussion about Bosco's Pub. I talked with Doug over at Bosco's Pub. He says to me, keep this a secret. And he gives me some sensitive information. Don't tell anybody. I go, okay. I go to take the fraud bus to get the oil changed. The guy changing the oil on the fraud bus says, hey, haven't seen you at Bosco's. Did you hear the news? And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? And I go, well, I know something. What is it that you know that I may know? And he says the piece of sensitive information. I go, I actually am aware of that. How are you? How is the oil change guy at RV place privy to this information? Well, I got a friend who is the sister of the waitress's cousin's aunt. I'm like, Jesus, fuck, holy shit. Now, what is that sensitive information? I'm not gonna tell you, because I'm a goddamn baller. I'm a steel trap. Cole says, well, tell us. No, I'm not gonna tell you. Fucking idiot. What the fuck do you think I am? This is what you do. Go to the Bosco Pub Facebook page. Bosco's Pub Facebook page. And follow it. If those fucks decide they want to tell you, they'll tell you. It's not my fault that everybody comes to me with their problems. Piano Fingerbanger says, what the fuck kind of blue ball story is this? What do you mean, asshole? It was to illustrate that nobody can keep a secret. That's what I was doing. I wasn't doing it to tell you the goddamn secret. Try to follow along, you dipshit. Holy Jesus. All right. Save the date. This is my pre-publicity for the June 20th Eric Zane Show podcast. First ever Pinball Land Pinball Orgy. Pinball Land is a retro gaming facility location in Rockford, Michigan. Wall-to-wall pinball machines, retro video games, retro fighting games, retro Dance Dance USA games. Awesome. You're going to love it. They're one of my new sponsors. They officially get started with me June 1, or I guess June 3. But the first thing we're going to do on June 20th, Friday, June 20th, is have a get-together. And the only way we can have the whole place to ourselves is this. We meet in Rockford, Michigan for a late dinner, probably about 8. Now, in Rockford, you can get a street walking glass. You can be a street walker. I forget the term that they call it. Rockford Area Recreation Authority. It's a COVID era holdover where back then they closed down the streets. And they had like street parties every day of the week where if you had a certain glass, you could fill it up with booze and walk around. So we'll go to a restaurant. Y'all get your dumb mugs. We'll have something to eat. Fill up your drinks. We'll go across the street to Pinball Land and play pinball and video games in the last 2 hours that they are open. And I want you to be there. So RSVP, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Now, the pinball place is all to ours from 10 p.m. to midnight. So this is, I know we're all pretty old. This is a late night, a Friday night, but I'm being incredibly accommodating to my sponsor because these people give me money. So they said that is their slowest time. I said, well, I will fill it with people. That's why I want you to be there. So reach out to me. We will have so much fun at the first ever Eric Zane Show podcast Pinball Orgy. There might be a chance that Jeremy and Rebecca will head on over to a corner and smooch, but I hope not. I'm not a big fan of public displays of affection, frankly. Is this sponsored by a lift service and hotel? No. Just show up and drive your drunk ass home. Well, don't be drunk. Have a DD. Bob says, isn't it someone's birthday? I have no idea. I'm not a big birthday guy. Nakua says, ratings have been way up during the playoffs. Yeah, the NBA playoffs have been good. You got the New York Knicks are kicking ass. That guy, what is his name? The star for the Knicks. He killed the Pistons. I forget his name. Brunson. Something Brunson. Boy, he's good. Before we announce the asshole of the day today, Jalen Brunson, can you, by the way, if you have a nomination for asshole of the day, leave it in the chat. We also have a fun event coming up with TC Paintball. Paintball War number 24 of the Ice Wars. That is Sunday, June 1, 4 p.m. start. I want to see you there at TC Paintball. Pizza party beforehand, playing paintball. You get the gun, you get the mask, you get the paint, all for $35. And the field time of our gameplay. We'll divide up the teams, and away we go. If you want to book your own event at TC Paintball in Grand Rapids, find them online at tcpaintballgr.com. Fun Saturday at Berlin Raceway. I will be there to see the limited late models, including the number 9K Adam Kasari car. Adam coming off of a wreck 2 weeks ago when some dickhead ran into him just as the race was getting started and ripped his car all to hell. I hope he'll be able to race. BerlinRaceway.com for tickets. Come hang out with me. $14 a pop. More expensive when you buy them on the gate. So buy them online. Bring in your coolers, 12 by 18 or smaller. You bring in all your snacks, your soft drinks. No booze, no glass, parking free. BerlinRaceway.com. Thank you to Colleen and Andy at King's Room Barbershop for re-upping on another quarter of marketing with the show. Three locations that you can get a haircut at King's Room Barbershop: Caledonia, Northland Drive, and at 821 36th Street in Wyoming, Michigan. Kingsroom.net is their address for schedules, exact locations, hours of operation. Haircuts are $19 at King's Room Barbershop. Please mention me. Finally, if you're thinking about selling your home, or maybe you want to buy a home, the realtor of choice is Adam Kasari. And again, he's the driver of the number 9K Eric Zane Show podcast, Kids Food Basket, limited late model car. Adam is a realtor by day, race car driver on the weekends. 616-914-4061. That is 616-914-4061. Remember, Adam. Stevie says, asshole of the day, guy towing the out-of-control car. Jeremy says, remember, you won't be sorry with Adam Kasari. That kind of works, I guess. Doesn't really rhyme. It's kind of just the same word, just spelled differently. All right. Your asshole of the day today. Stand by. I need something to wipe off the old writing on the dry erase board. Whoops, my mic was off there. Cole says, asshole of the day, Pete Rose for dying before Major League Baseball lifted his suspension. I don't think that's going to work. Your asshole of the day today for murdering their mom and dad over butt sex. I mean, seriously, how can you possibly do that? The Menendez brothers, who look like they're going to get out of prison. Those are your assholes of the day today. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being part of the Eric Zane Show podcast right here.
No, but you're a morning zoo. That's not even the one they use anymore.
Yeah, what's my zoo?
So I tried to play the closing theme, and it did not work. But I'm glad I was able to finish with that, because that's funny. Thank you, folks. Have a good one. I'll talk to you on the Patreon. Bye-bye.
Keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real talk. Sometimes life throws decisions our way that feel impossible to navigate. That's where a little guidance can make all the difference. At Psychic Source, our trusted psychics go beyond basic predictions. They provide real insight, helping you understand your situation, see your options clearly, and take confident next steps. Your reading is always private and judgment-free, so whether you're facing a crossroads in love, career, or life's bigger questions, you'll get honest, compassionate advice in a safe space. And the best part? Our psychics are available 24/7 by phone, chat, or video, whenever you need them. Plus, we stand by our readings. If you're not satisfied, it's free. Because when you have greater wisdom, you can create a better outcome. Ready to take control of your future? Get a reading for just 83 cents per minute, plus 3 minutes free. Visit PsychicSource.com and use promo code HELLO to get started. Psychic Source. Insight when you need it most.